It's Wednesday, May 14th, 2025, and from Dallas, Texas, this is World Missionary Evangelism on the Air. In just a few moments, Daniel Moore looks at the third chapter of Ezekiel. But before we hear from WME's president, will you please listen to this important message? For more than 6.5 decades, World Missionary Evangelism has been renowned for our work in foreign countries, but we also reach out to those right here in the United States. You can give a gift to our USA Food for Hunger and our other USA missions, thus reaching the least of these right here in our country by calling this number, 1-214-942-1678. That's 1-214-942-1678. Or you can give a gift using the mail by sending the designated gift for USA Outreach to this address, WME, Post Office Box 660800, Dallas, Texas 75266.
God bless you, WME family, and welcome back as we continue to study the book of Ezekiel. We're looking at Ezekiel being called by God. Now, Ezekiel has this awesome experience where he sees the throne of God. He sees these angelic beings, and he's very descriptive and detailed in what he sees. And he begins to describe in great detail what exactly God is showing him. But there comes a point in this time when God is calling him, that he sees the glory of God and he falls on his face, because the glory of God changes you. You can't experience God's presence without being touched, without being moved. I'm a bit suspicious of these people who have an encounter with God, but their life doesn't change. They're not moved by their encounter with Christ. When you have a true encounter with Christ, when you have a true encounter with God, your life is changed. You're no longer the same person. And this is the case with Ezekiel. Ezekiel experienced this great call of God. Now, he was already a priest, but he receives this call as a great prophet of God. And as he's receiving this call, and as he sees this vision, and as he sees the glory of God, he hears a voice, and this voice orders him to stand up, stand to his feet. And we see this in chapter 2. He is told to stand up because God has a mission for Ezekiel. God has a job for him. He is called to prophesy. He is called to be bold, to stand up, and to speak the word that is given to him by God. That is the same commandment, and that is the same mission that we're given today. We're called by God. And when I say we're called, it's not just the pastors and the preachers, but it's every believer who has made a commitment to Christ. You're called by God to stand up and to preach the word of God, to tell others about Christ and about his plan for their life. And we see this as we look at Ezekiel. He's told to stand up. And he's given this call by God, and he says that he's going to go before children that are stiff-necked, stiff-hearted. He's going to go with people whose hearts are hardened, and he's going to present himself to these people who don't want to listen. Now, remember that in the time that Ezekiel was called, Israel is being taken captive. Israel is going through a very horrendous time. Like his predecessors, it's a time when God's people have strayed away from the word of God. They have walked away from God's commandments. They have walked away from God's precepts. There is no morality in the people. Their hearts are hardened. But God is raising up a man, and he's telling him to be bold and to be strong. And as I mentioned in our very first program, I love that Ezekiel's name means God makes me strong. You know that God has a mission for a person when he is given this name, God makes me strong. Because this is going to require a lot of boldness. This is going to require a lot of commitment on Ezekiel's part. And this is going to require Ezekiel to stand up and to speak the word of God with boldness. So God is here is preparing him. So to prepare him, he shows him this great vision. He shows him the glory of God, and he sees the angelic beings. He sees the activity and the movement that goes on in heaven. In chapter 2, we see that God is telling him that there's a lot of work that needs to be done. As God begins to call Ezekiel, as God begins to commission him, he stretches his hand and a scroll is placed in his hand. In chapter 3, beginning in verse 1, we see that the Lord told him, "Son of man, eat what you find. Eat this scroll and go speak to the house of Israel." So I opened my mouth and he caused me to eat that scroll. There's been much debate on whether the scroll was leather, whether the scroll was wood, or what exactly it was. Whether it may have been manna from heaven, we don't know. But we do know that he was commanded to eat this. And so he had to consume this scroll. He had to consume this word. God here is giving us a message. He doesn't want us to literally go out and eat the word physically, but he wants us to digest it, to consume it, for it to be part of us. Before you present the word of God, it has to be in you. Before you can preach the word and before you can share the word of God, it has to be a part of your life. You have to have that lifestyle. You have to be consumed with the word of God. You can't teach people what you haven't been taught. You can't share with people what you don't have. You can't speak about God's promises and God's word if you don't know his word, if you don't know his promises. And so he said, "Son of man, feed your belly and fill your stomach with this scroll that I give you." So I ate, and it was in my mouth like honey in sweetness. And so the word of God, it produces a healing in us. It produces a joy in us. And so when Ezekiel consumed it, when Ezekiel ate the scroll, it became sweet. It became pleasurable. It filled him. The word of God brings joy to your life. The word of God and honey is also revives us. It rejuvenates us. It renews us. It's a pick-me-up. Your blood sugar's ever going low, or if you're ever feeling like you need that boost of energy, you eat a little bit of honey and it gives you that boost of energy. And so God is giving Ezekiel this boost of energy. It's sweet. It's not bitter. It's not hard to consume. When we fall in love with God's word, that's what it is. It's like honey and sweetness. Now, it's very interesting because when we look at the fact that Ezekiel, the scroll became sweet to him. In essence, he experienced what Psalms 119 verse 103 says, "How sweet are your words to my taste." And so it brought joy to him. And then he's told to speak this word. He's told to speak to the children of Israel, to the house of Israel. And I love the way that God words it and the way that it's worded in Ezekiel. Not just the children of Israel or the nation of Israel, but the house of Israel. Because their relationship had been strained. The relationship had been broken. And so God is mending this relationship. And he's using Ezekiel to speak the word of God to them, to restore relationship, for the people to come back to God, for the people to come back to that relationship with the Lord that they have strayed away from, that they have walked away from the things of the Lord. So God is sending Ezekiel to restore the people back to God's ways. And we're going to look at the message of the book of Ezekiel. So you don't want to go anywhere. We'll be back tomorrow. Let's go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for our WME family. We ask your blessing upon them in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you would like to take part in living out the Great Commission, we recommend that you get involved with Native Missionary Sponsorship. By sponsoring a Native missionary, you are helping them reach the lost in their own countries. A gift of just $40 a month can do so much to enhance the ministry of your missionary. You will receive their photograph and you will be able to correspond with them through WME as well. to sponsor a native missionary and begin your partnership in living out the Great Commission today, call 1-214-942-1678. That's 1-214-942-1678. Or send in your first month sponsorship gift of $40 to this address, WME, Post Office Box 660800, that's 660800, Dallas, Texas 75266. In the month of May, World Missionary Evangelism is offering you the opportunity to receive absolutely free the wonderful book, Worry Less, Pray More, A Woman's Devotional Guide to Anxiety-Free Living by Donna K. Maltese. Whether you worry about work, your relationships, finances, the turmoil of the world, or something more, this devotional guide will help you alleviate your anxiety-inducing thoughts as you learn to live in the freedom of Almighty God, who offers calm for your harried soul. As you read the devotionals and prayer, you grow even closer to the anxiety reliever himself, who will transform your anxious heart into a heart overflowing with peace. You can have this book absolutely free by writing to us today and requesting our May offer at WME, Post Office Box 660800, that's 660800, Dallas, Texas 75266.
World Missionary Evangelism's prayer line is there for you during our normal business hours at 1-214-942-1678.
It is through your faithfulness, prayers, and generous letters that make this worldwide outreach for Christ possible. Please include your prayer request in your letters. Here is our mailing address, WME, Post Office Box 660800, Dallas, Texas 75266. Our telephone number for information, our prayer line, or giving gifts using MasterCard, Visa, Discover, or American Express is 1-214-942-1678. For our listeners in Canada, our address is WME, Post Office Box 6088, Fort St. John, British Columbia, V1J4H6. You can find us online at www.wme.org.